What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show standing in Georgia, going to Savannah, Georgia, Savannah State Tigers. It's Coach Aaron Kill. You see him in his SSU polo, looking good over there. Coach, I see you rocking the polo. What's up, man? How you
What's happening, man? Yeah, we rocking it. You know, representing, always got to represent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach, man, how's it been this summer for you, man? Just you get team ready for this year, man. Working you guys out, man. Praying for another year, man. Good football upcoming here, man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good year. I think just for the SIAC and for hopefully for us, we, you know, get off to a great start. Our focus right now is Southeastern University on September the 2nd. We've got a tough road to hold, you know, with a very, very competitive SIAC schedule. And then, like I said, Southeastern and Bethune-Cookman as our two non-league games. So we've got our hands full for sure.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you this, man, Coach Kelton. What has it meant to you to lead this program, be a part of the Savannah community, help this school, which has great history, man, lead their program and get the fans behind you and what you're trying to build there for these young men?
Well, it's a tremendous honor to be out in front of it, to be leading this program, and certainly, just to be an example and role model for the guys in the campus at large, right? And then for the community, being able to represent Savannah State is a tremendous honor for me. I love the community. They're behind us. They love to come to the games. We get great fan support from both the student body and student population, as well as alums and then the Savannah community. So we're excited about that, and we're going to continue to work with the city of Savannah to continue to improve the fan experience, but also to continue to get the support for Savannah State.
No doubt. And Coach, for all fans don't understand is you're at D2 level, a little bit different. You know, you don't get those scholarships. You probably don't get the full, because I know in the state of Georgia, it's student fees and certain things that they generate scholarships. So talk about trying to build a roster, be creative in that regard, knowing that being a state school and certain things you can't get that the private school can get for us, funding, as far as filling out all 36 scholarships that you have to feed?
Yeah, you know, we're limited budget-wise based off of, you know, being a state school. And so we have to be creative and think outside the box. We have to get, you know, good students who were able to qualify for both Georgia State aid and use some of their federal aid as well to kind of package it together with a little bit of scholarship money that we can give them, you know. We think we've got some good players, and we try to be fair to our guys. And it's about the consistency that they create in their life. If they're doing what they're supposed to academically, and then we want to be able to continue to reward them. And so we do that and the best we can with our scholarships.
No doubt, Coach. And you know what, man? I'll tell you what, man. I have scholarship situation too. Like, you know, going to Tennessee State, I got the in-state rate because of the radius. So sure. By
yeah,
3 miles.
We have that ability to do that as well, you know. And that's one of the unique things that we can do as a Georgia State school is they have the border state waiver and some different things that we're able to do for Savannah State. I don't know if everybody in terms of state schools can do it, but I know for Savannah State we have that. And every school has its challenges, right? But I try to look at it as it's not a challenge. It's just another task for us to be able to think outside the box to overcome. Because it doesn't matter where you go, okay? It's in our business or the business of athletics, it's never enough. Seems like it's never enough. If you ask the guys at UGA, right, they're going to say, well, we don't have, right? And we know that they do. But it doesn't matter the level. Athletics just makes you feel like you need to have more.
No doubt, Coach. And man, for you, man, getting able to coach and young black men, help mold and raise young black men, being that father figure. I know my dad's a coach as well. He's 84 years old, be 85 and all, the next month. So he helped rear me, direct me in the right direction, and help a lot of young black men in Atlanta. And for you, Coach, getting to coach these young black men, showing them how to be a man, and show them how successful you are, helping them. How cool is that for you, man, knowing every day you come in to help raise and rear young men to help direct their lives to a better path.
This is why I do this, right? That's the reason truly why I do it. I love sports, love athletics, okay? But it's about influencing the young men in their life and helping them to gain direction, you know? And sometimes you don't always see the fruits of your labor during the time that you've had the guys. It's when you get a call 8 years later, 5 years later, whatever it may be, from a guy who says, hey, Coach, I'm having my first child, or I just got married, and I remember what you told me, right? Or I have a young son who I'm mentoring, and it just made me realize, you know, the lessons you taught me. You know, I get those calls all the time, and that's why I do it. But the other part is to see these young men grow into men. That's the best blessing that anyone can ever ask. You know, and if you do it the right way, then you don't ever have any questions about how you've influenced their life.
No doubt, Coach. I fight my coaches as well. Coach Webster, Coach Rod Reed, all those guys who helped me along the way, man. And things that they tell me now, almost 40 years old, it all makes sense now to me.
It makes sense, right? Right, exactly. It makes sense. It's great that you're able to have guys like that who can influence your life in a great way.
No doubt, Coach. For you, man, talk about the SIAC, man, how it does not get the media publicity that it should, but it's some good football down there, great coaching down there, and you all are doing some big things in that conference. I just feel like we need to highlight you all more and show what you all are doing at, because it's really some good football on Saturdays that people are missing by not seeing you all play.
Yeah, there's great football being played in the SIAC at all the schools, okay? And you know, there's a competitive edge. We're on a head coaches group chat where we you know, wish everybody luck, but we tell them on any given Saturday, I'm not your friend for 4 hours, right? But we lean on each other when we have questions, you know, and we're going to support the SIAC and our institutions in a way that represents, you know, the game the way it's supposed to be. And you're playing, like you mentioned, there's great football being played in this league. People may not be aware of it, but I think we have five or six young men from our conference who are currently on NFL rosters right now, right, who signed free agent contracts from our conference. Now, there's a lot of D2 programs across the country and conference across the country that definitely don't have that many guys, right? So people need to know that there's great football being played in that size.
And Coach Keldon, for you, with the portal the way it is, How has it been trying to? Has it been easier to find guys you wouldn't get the chance to get your teeth in with because of they've been overlooked by the big guys? Because really, freshmen are not being recruited where they used to be. They want a known commodity, so that allows you to get better young men to your program that who fits to what you're looking for because of how they can overlook high school guys get kind of get passed over right now due to the COVID year and the wanting known commodities at the FBS level and FCS level.
Yeah, I mean, I think it allows you to be able to look at some guys. I'm not heavy on the portal, okay, because I'm into developing our guys and having the guys come through our culture, okay? And I use the portal as a way for us to fill in where needed, right? If we're young somewhere, right? How to get a couple older guys who may or may not have experience. You know, one of the things about the portal is guys that aren't playing. You know, back in our day, you redshirt, and then as a redshirt freshman, you might play, okay, play some, and then hopefully you're playing sophomore, junior, senior year. But now guys are getting redshirted and then going into the portal. So that guy's still an inexperienced player, you know, so you got to know what you're getting. So I try to look at the portal and get older guys who may be grad transfers who have a year or a semester left. And or 2 years, right, where they're going to be in my program for 2 years and develop and bring something to the fabric of our team in terms of leadership and age and experience. And so that's how I've used the portal. Everybody uses it different. And I think that there's some really good things that happen with the portal, but there are definitely some things that need to change in the system to allow for the portal to not be the escape route for young men when they get a difficult time.
100%, because you and I both know, Coach, adversity is going to hit. You got to know how to overcome adversity. And sometimes not playing adversity, you should be more want you to want to get better,
not tap out.
You know, ask your coach, how can I improve? Why do you need to get on the field?
That's right.
Look in the mirror at yourself.
Right. Not coach doesn't like me, so I'm not playing, right? So, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. What did you do for coach to be on you? Are you on time? Are you doing the things you're supposed to do? You know, a lot of the times, you know, we've gotten into a bit of a me thought process, you know, and so I get it that guys want to play, but everybody can't play. That's why they have a limited number of guys that can go on the field at a time, right? So earn your spot. That's the way that I look at it. You got to go out, fight, work, earn your spot, be the guy out, and compete. And those things are important.
No doubt. And also, any young man, watch your own film.
Right.
And watch the film of the guys who are playing. What are they doing that you're not doing?
What are they doing that you're not?
That.
Right. Make a play. Right? Don't just make a play, right? When it's time to make a play, get noticed for doing something good, not something bad. So I say those things. I'll be saying it a lot over the next couple of weeks for sure as we open camp. And then we'll get after it. We're ready to go.
I hear that, Coach. I hear that. Hey, you see I'm a coach's son. You see I'm a coach's son. Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you, no lie. When I watch football with my father, he's still charting stuff on his legal pads.
Okay? I'm sure. It doesn't ever leave.
Like, what was the answer? Dad, inside zone. Yeah, you got it right, son. Like, Dad, that's right. I know. Hey, I played through college, Dad. I think I know what it is.
Right. I know two or three things. I might not know it all, but I know two or three things.
So my mom was like, we leave him alone.
Right.
He's supposed to enjoy the game with his father.
That's right.
He don't want to get pissed.
He feel like y'all about to get ready to play next weekend.
Right. I already know, man. And you know, Coach Baskins, man, for your guys, man. And tell us about the tools of your program, man. Like the things that you have your guys, what you all going to be about on and off the field, man. So people who hear the interview here can see what you all are about off the field and on the field as well, Coach.
Okay, you know, some of the pillars that we talk about are being the same guy every day, right? Be the same guy every day. Don't come in on a roller coaster ride. Even when you have a good day, you know, be excited, but be calm and relaxed. And when you don't have a great day, be calm and relaxed, right? And work through it in a reasonable way. The other thing we always stand by on and off the field is do the right thing. Okay. Our motto is do the right thing. Okay. We don't even say do the right thing. We just say Spike Lee now. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way we brought it. That's part of our culture. Okay. We're gonna treat people with respect all the time. Okay. People always talk about respect. You earn respect, but if you treat people with respect, you'll get respect. You know? And then the other thing is be on time. Okay, because time matters. Time matters, not just to you, not just to us, but for everything. Everything's operated based off of time. And so be on time. And what is being on time? That means being 5 minutes early. Okay? And it's cliche-ish, and every coach says it, but it is about being on time. If you don't want to be on time, you are not going to be successful. All successful people are on time. Okay? And that's just a proven fact out there. So we're going to do all of those things. When you see us on the field, we're going to be fast. We're going to be physical. We're going to be aggressive, okay? We're going to be aggressive offensively, defensively, in our special teams, okay? We want to make sure that our guys are having fun, okay? So that's important for us. Part of what we talk about is you do this and put enough hours in, it should be fun, okay? Practice isn't fun, but you can have fun at practice, right? So that's kind of how we think about it and talk about it. And then the other part is we want to win football, right? Winning's fun. Winning's hard, but winning's fun, okay? So if you're winning, you're going to have a lot of fun. It's when you lose that you got to go back and reassess what you did and see if you can get back on that winning track. We'll take it 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. And our focus right now is Southeastern University, but the all the other goals that we have for our program are certainly winning the SIAC, playing the SIAC championship, and then go playing, getting a chance to play in the national playoffs. So those are things that we want to be able to try.
Coach, I got a few more for you, Coach. I'm going to ask you this, Coach. Sure. At what point did you decide that you know that you want to become a coach and get in this business?
You know, it took a long time for me. I never thought about it in a real serious way. I've been doing this now for 28, 29, whatever years, 30 years, whatever it is. Don't want to date myself. So still young, still energized by it. But what happened was back in the day, I was working in a middle school and was out of school every day at, 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever it was. And all my buddies didn't get out till 6. So I needed something to do, you know? So I went back and coached. You know, I went over to the high school and talked to the head coach, who I knew very well, and worked with him and worked, then went back to my alma mater and worked there. And that's what really got me engaged in it, you know, and I was coaching football and basketball. And then football happened to come with a college opportunity before basketball. So that's what happened. And that's how I got into it. Ever since then, I've been locked in and dialed in, and I don't know if I can do anything else at this point. So
I hear that, Coach. I hear that, man.
I don't want to do anything else, but I don't know if I can do anything else.
I hear that, man. Like, look, you know, when I got cut from training camp, man, and I realized that, hey, the NFL ain't in your car. It's like I stumble in the radio. Yeah, I have no degree in communications, Coach. It's business.
Right.
And to be doing this 14 years later, man.
Right.
When I didn't go to school for this.
And loving it.
My own thing. It's
amazing. And loving it. That's the whole thing. And loving it, right? You can get up every day and feel great about what you're doing, right? I always tell people, if you got to go, man, I got to go into this job today, you're in the wrong job, right? So you can get up and be like, okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's get it. You know, that's you're on the right path. Sure.
No doubt, Coach. This is it's fun. You can talk to guys like yourself, you know, get up, turn on, you know, get to do this, man, because I feel like I've been blessed. Because, like, you know, my station in Atlanta, it reaches 5.5 million people.
Right.
Then I have my own affiliates that I got for the show, too. So, like, I'm helping people, you know.
Right.
I'm paying it forward because I feel like They don't cover black college sports unless something bad happens or you win a lot.
Right.
And I want to cover you. I want to cover you all because I want to give you a platform. Sure. To be heard by people who never hear from you.
Right. Exactly. And I appreciate your platform. Like I say, anything that we can get out about our conference, about our school, we appreciate it because there's some great young men doing great things here. And certainly I'm blessed to be able to coach them and lead this program. So.
And last one for you, Coach, man. We love food. We're here on the show. We're foodies on the show here. We love going out to eat places. So tell us about some good food spots in Savannah, Georgia that we should check out. Come down that way, man.
So Savannah is really got some great food places, locally and just on the outskirts, right? So if you like seafood, I go to Love's. Love's is pretty good. We go to Sorry Charlie's downtown. They've got a pretty good menu. There's some higher end places, Pink House and some of those kind of places that are really, really good dining. I mean, I have yet to be in a restaurant where I didn't enjoy the food, right? Clary's is a breakfast place that's, everybody goes to Clary's, but me, I'm a regular guy. So like this weekend, I want something to eat. I went to the Waffle House. You know me, I'm that guy. You ain't got to overdo it with me. But there's a place called, I think, Pier 16 on Tybee Island that I ate dinner at last night. They do a good job with their food. But like I said, most of the places, the mom and pop places around here are all really, really good food and care about the people from Savannah. You can eat literally pull in anywhere in Savannah and you're going to get some good food.
No doubt. Coach Kelton, I will tell you, man, we're here to help you out, man, any way we can, Coach. You promote something you got going on down there. We're here for you, Coach. You're a Georgia school, so we make sure we take care of you all first. As you got a home here on the Boss Man Show, Coach, anytime you want it, man.
All right. Thank you, Boss Man. I appreciate you, okay? And congratulations on getting another year started. And we appreciate your support here at Savannah State and also in SIAC. Sure.
You're welcome, Coach. Anytime, my brother.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon. All righty.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.